This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. A few years ago, Illinois adopted regulations for high-volume horizontal fracking, but it was slow to get the permit process up and running. So far, no companies have sought permits for fracking in the state. Those in southern Illinois who were hoping for an economic boom have since seen the promise of fracking go bust. That's the subject of this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, written by the Southern Illinoisan's Molly Parker. I sat down with Parker to talk about her story. Your story gives us an update on what's been happening with fracking in the state in recent years, but can you please take us back a little bit and tell us about what was going on with the issue when lawmakers were first looking to regulate it?
Governor Quinn, who was the governor at the time, put a moratorium on the issuing of any more permits for wells that would be horizontally fracked. And in the meantime, they were working on legislation to add further regulations to Illinois' books that would regulate the process of horizontal hydraulic fracking. Oil prices were still at a level where people were hopeful that they could begin the fracking process.
And those high oil prices were also worrying opponents of fracking. You talked with Annette McMichael, who worked with a group then that was advocating for a ban on fracking. Here's what she had to say about it.
The price of oil was sky high, somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 a barrel. And so it was going to be a very lucrative process to frack for oil in southern Illinois. And the bill was moving quickly through the General Assembly. We thought that if we didn't band together to stop it, you know, that we would just be going forward very quickly.
But of course, those opponents weren't able to stop the legislation regulating fracking. The General Assembly did approve it. And what happened next?
The governor signed that law in 2013. What happened was then that additional about 15 months or so, where the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules continued to debate the regulatory process, which I think that is an area where a lot of people may not realize is that you think a law is passed, you don't always realize that then months can go on before that law can be implemented while the rules are worked out, the nitty-gritty parts that aren't addressed in the legislation. And so by the time that was finalized and the Department of Natural Resources began accepting applications, that is when we saw oil prices fall to the point that it was no longer economically feasible for these companies to begin exploration in Illinois.
And that rulemaking process was very contentious. We saw the folks opposed to fracking really get involved and ended up suing, and the landowners also filed a lawsuit. Can you tell me a little bit about those like dueling lawsuits that were going on over the rule process?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that no one was satisfied by the rulemaking process. The opponents of fracking at the completion of the regulations filed a lawsuit attempting to keep those regulations from going into effect and the law from going into effect because they argued that the rulemaking process violated procedural standards numerous times throughout the process of writing those rules with the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. They argued just some very specific things like getting timely answers from the Department of Natural Resources. In the meantime, around that same time, landowners who had sold leases for drilling rights to oil companies that had intended to explore whether hydraulic fracturing could take place on their land sued because that process was dragging out, and then they were watching oil prices begin to reach that point of falling where once the regulations went into place, they felt like they lost their opportunity to have use of their land in the way that they felt like should have been allowed under the law. And so they sued, seeking damages from the state for those losses.
And as the rulemaking process was moving along kind of slowly here, fracking was really taking off in other states. And that boom contributed to the drop in oil prices that we've seen, right?
That's right. So some might say, ironically, that as Illinois was going through this very lengthy and contentious process about getting the regulations in place to begin issuing permits, it was taking off in other areas, therefore leading to this oil glut that we have in the market now that caused the prices to fall.
Molly, you visited the town of Grayville for this story and talked with Mayor Joe Bish. His town's economy is tied to the oil industry, and here's what he had to say about the state's slow progress when it came to regulating fracking.
Well, I think they've rode the horse too long. They took a lot of time, and as long as the price of oil's down, nobody's going to do anything.
But Bish says he still holds out hope that the town will be able to lure some more businesses that are tied to oil and gas if the market improves.
It means quite a lot to us because, you know, sales tax is a big boost for us that we receive through the sale of equipment, oil field equipment, and of course with the restaurants being busy, the motels being busy, and they've been kind of put everything on a hold for a while, which you can't blame them, you know, not knowing what's going to happen to the oil industry.
So where is Grayville, and why did you think it would be interesting to look at for this story?
Grayville is in White County in southeastern southern Illinois on the Indiana border. It is just minutes from Indiana, not too far from Evansville. It is a little town of about 1,600 people or so, and sits on the Wabash River. Interesting town as it relates to fracking, because as the debate was going on about fracking being further regulated in Illinois, they had people staying at their hotels who were part of fracking operations just across the border in Indiana. They benefited because they have a Super 8 hotel and another hotel right there, and some of those folks drove that just short distance over into the Illinois side and might stay there, and that means they might eat at the Subway or the restaurant in town. So he did talk about that being a bit of a frustration because they watched it happening there as Illinois was going through that process of trying to write the regulations and not really getting the activity on that side ever going. And so it was an interesting perspective in that little town that saw how two states were approaching fracking.
Here's the mayor sharing a little bit about the town and its historical connection to the oil industry.
Well, it was founded in 1855, sort of like a river town. Of course, they had river traffic back then, and it's been a basically farming oil field community for since back in the 40s, I would say, 30s and 40s, when they started drilling for oil. And so it's been a vital part of our community for quite a long while. We were a booming town back in the 40s. People were living in garages and renting any available space they could get. You know, it's hard to change. We have been trying to attract different types of businesses to increase the number of people that do live here and make their home, you know.
So you also talked with some folks in the oil and gas industry, and what did they have to say as far as their thoughts about whether or not there is a future for fracking in southern Illinois?
There are certainly still people out there who hope that it will. I mean, again, talking to the mayor, still kind of keeping that hope alive. You have others who say we missed a window, that even if oil prices rise to the level where domestic production picks up again in certain areas, that the chances of them coming in here and exploring are slim when they have found so many new prosperous places for fracking in, say, West Texas. So what is the advantage for a company to come in here and do that?
The mayor and some of the other folks you talked to made it sound like most people in these areas that are really tied to the oil industry maybe aren't so worried about fracking. But Annette McMichael, who worked with a group that advocated against fracking, says that they found that people from all walks of life and areas of the state are opposed to it.
And I would say that I can assure you that it's not just what we fondly refer to as tree huggers who have fought the fracking situation in the state. It's farmers who don't want their water ruined. It's families who don't want to have their kids going to school next to a drilling site. A wide variety of people, not just environmentalists. We're totally against fracking.
Anecdotally, what did you find when you talked with people about their opinions on fracking?
It is interesting that there are people all throughout southern Illinois who are both pro-fracking and who are anti-fracking. It's not about where you live necessarily. Of course, some people would say, oh, it's all Carbondale and Macanda that's opposed. And I would not say that that's true, but it did seem like there are more people in that Illinois basin area who grew up around the oil industry who are far more at ease with the oil industry than those, say, and not just in Carbondale, but in other parts of southern Illinois, Johnson County, Saline County, et cetera, where they have some of that, but not to the degree as they might a little bit more to the north. People are a little bit more at ease with the oil industry in these parts where And that makes sense, where they know people who have run these companies and who have worked in them.
And McMichael told you that advocates aren't as focused on fracking right now because they don't see it maybe as much of a threat as it used to be, but they do plan to keep an eye on the situation. Do you think Illinois has seen the end of these clashes over fracking?
This is a very emotional issue in Southern Illinois, and even though it's kind of quieted down, I think it exists just below the radar, and that if someone goes and applies for a permit in the next 2 years, if we see prices rise and someone decides to give it a go, even though there are those suggesting that window of opportunity was missed, I certainly didn't poll the entire industry. And so I think that the debate is still alive, you know, and the emotions are still there. It's just not at the forefront of everyone's mind right now. I don't think it would take long for those who oppose fracking to reorganize. And I'm sure that fracking in Illinois will never happen quietly.
You can read Molly Parker's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report on Fracking at our website, nprillinois.org. That story is brought to you as part of a special partnership between Illinois Issues and the Southern Illinoisan.